This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to pick a couple of topic areas today, stuff that played out in the election last night. We're going to look a little bit at what happened, and then mostly, as I said up on top, talk about what happens now. Item one, the very real economic disconnect in this country, the gap between the headline numbers and people's own economies that we have been reporting on for the better part of a year now. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that one.
Steve Staub runs Staub Manufacturing. They work with sheet metal in Dayton, Ohio.
I'm feeling very excited today.
He voted for Trump, and for Staub, the economy is key.
The average person that I know here in industrial-based Dayton, Ohio area isn't doing as well as they feel they could be doing.
Now, here's where a sort of mystery emerges. Dayton's unemployment rate is 5.5%. It's slightly above the national average, but not terrible. And Staub himself, he's doing okay. But he has, up till now, felt a great deal of anxiety about the economy.
I know a lot of people struggle every day trying to put food on the table. We've got so many people underemployed. We still have machinists that are working at fast food restaurants.
And he's painfully aware of long-term trends in the U.S. economy.
Carrier Air Conditioners is closing the plant an hour from me. They're moving that plant to Mexico.
This starts to get at the divide between the data and how people feel. The things Staub is describing aren't necessarily captured in, say, the unemployment rate. Paul Gronke is professor of political science at Reed College.
There's been a much more dramatic bump in income among higher income groups.
And the middle has shrunk. Kim Parker is with the Pew Research Center.
The highest and lowest income groups have gotten bigger, while the middle class, the middle income group has gotten smaller.
One demographic, Parker says, that suffered the most is Americans with no college education and low skills, precisely the group that Donald Trump tried to champion in this election. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.